Sometimes we forget we have a wonderful sound system, and it's good to hear it used. Our gospel reading tonight is Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. It's on page 58 in your pew Bible if you would like to follow along. Luke wrote these words. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of the Lord. I keep saying on Christmas Eve, it's a short sermon. Short, not very long, so we'll try to keep it short. As I read this scripture passage, I was looking for things that we could talk about this evening. And there's a lot in there that we could talk about. We could talk about family, the family of Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. We could talk about our families that come to visit. We could talk about the families that don't get together. There's a lot to talk about families. We could talk about memories of all the Christmases that we've had been at and around, because Mary was remembering everything that she was told. And we could talk about the shepherds and the angels, because we don't see them every day in Gibson City. And they would be new to us. But in this season of Advent that's just ending, and as we get ready to go into the season of Christmas, there are four different words that I want to talk about. Hope, peace, joy, and love. And how and where we find those words in this scripture. Hope is a word that's not mentioned in the scripture. But it is in every line of it. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. Those three words, Savior, Messiah, and Lord, are all three words of hope. If you know the backstory of the Jewish people. Scripture from Isaiah promises a son of David that will be born to save Israel. And Charlie read it, part of it to us. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders. That is who the Messiah is. The one that the Jewish people have been looking for 800 years. And Lord is a word that we take from the Roman Empire. It's what the emperor was called, Lord. And it was a way to announce that the angels were announcing that a new way to live had begun on earth as it was in heaven. One of the shortest gospel statements in the Bible is Jesus is Lord. And in the history of the church, that means that Caesar is not. And that's an awesome statement and one of hope. And the word peace is found throughout the scriptures. And on earth, peace among those whom he favors. So there's really two parts there. Now, this was not the Roman peace enforced by soldiers. It was a peace that is given to all of us by God, which surpasses all understanding. That's not my quote. That's from the Apostle Paul. And as Charlie read, and he is named, he's talking about Jesus, Isaiah is, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. And that's something that we all wish for every Christmas, is peace. And one of the places that we find peace in this world is in this sanctuary. Every Sunday and on Christmas Eve and whenever we meet together, this place is a place of peace in a world that knows very little peace. And what's great about that is that divine favor that God has for us is not something we earn. It is something that he gives freely to us. We Christians call it grace. We didn't do anything to earn it. Jesus earned it for us. And then the angel says, "Do not be afraid." It is one of the most frequent phrases in our Bible. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. I am bringing you good news. The gospel. That's where that word gospel comes from. Good news. But don't be afraid. Your lives will be changed when you hear this good news. But do not be afraid. For it is all for all the people. All of us have access to this good news. And of course, at Christmas, we talk about love because it is God's love for us that is the reason that Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. And how did that love be shown? There was a lot of praising of God and saying glory to God in the highest. And the shepherds, when they left Mary and Joseph and the baby, also glorified and praised God. And that too is how we show our love for God, is praise and song and thanksgiving. Why would the shepherds be singing praise for this little boy born in a very poor setting, lying in a manger? Because they had heard the news from God's own messengers. And they knew that even if this child was not royal, was not a king in the sense that we think of kings, they knew that their world has changed, that world that they had hoped for was just around the corner. In Luke, they call him Emmanuel, God with us. And that is why this night is so important, because we recognize that God is with us here in this place and this time. When we take communion later, it's one of the times that we believe that Christ is the closest to us that he is all year. And it's why I always pour water in the baptismal font, because I want people to remember their baptisms, even if they don't remember their baptisms. Because that is another time that Christ is close to each of us, is when we remember our baptisms and what the people said for us and to us when we were baptized. So my prayer for each of us as we leave this place tonight is that as we celebrate communion, as you are gathered in your families, as you open presents, that you will feel God's presence and you will feel God's peace. Hallelujah. Amen. Short enough? Short enough. Okay. Our hymn is number 31. Hark the herald angels sing. Christmas with family and friends and open presents. Let us remember always that the reason we are here is to praise and honor God. Go now and bear witness to the light of Christ. Hallelujah and amen.
Which one do you want?
Yeah. Yeah.
This one over here.
I got them. We did it the old-fashioned way.
It worked.
Okay.
No. Here's how funny. Can you put that out? That gives me headaches. And a bunch of candles. One minute before then.
Somebody tells stories too.
We are in church. We tell stories in church.
All right. I'm going to grab a light here somewhere.
I don't know. I got to make sure the lights are on. That out in the car.
Okay.
And the tree.
All right.
Grandpa.